This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, I gotta hurry. Before Jamie gets here because, you know, she comes through the door like a herd of turtles and derails everything. Okay. Just derails because all of a sudden, you know how that works, right? By the way, this is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, and on that Odyssey app, too. Okay, I gotta hurry. And I'll ask you guys, good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
Good morning. Good morning, Spadil.
Good morning. Hello. Good
okay.
morning.
All right. Hey, you know, we had that big meeting yesterday over at Dave & Buster's.
Yeah.
And I love their food.
Oh. It was good.
Man, it's delicious.
Those chicken wings.
All right. I got a question. Woo. I got a question. All right. In the refrigerator up here, there's single containers of various foods from that event yesterday.
No way.
Yeah. Really? There's wings. There's sliders. There's quesadillas, pizza, different things. But they're individually. There's like, I don't know, maybe 10, 12 containers in there.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Do you think that that's people from the event? Because we had about 40 or 50 people there yesterday.
Yeah.
Do you think certain people that come into work today grab some of that for their lunch today?
100%.
Or do you think somebody just put it all together and brought it for community property?
I bet you a lot of people got individual doggy bags and they all bottled up. They're looking forward to it today.
No, it's a smorgasbord. You can just take whatever you want.
Thank you, Spadil. You're a smart man. Because that's the way I'm going to look at it, okay? Because by 8:30 this morning, BJ is face deep in those wings and sliders.
Those wings are pretty good, dude.
And if somebody in the office gets pissed off because I ate their lunch, tough. You should have put a note on it, right, Spadil?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I guarantee you all those 10 containers are for Powerball Pete.
I don't know about that.
He just brought it by himself.
No, I don't know. I mean, there's like 15 in there. I mean, there's a ton. But they're all individually. That's why I'm thinking that maybe, just maybe, people grabbed it for their lunch today.
Yeah. Well, there's none in there that are like there's not like two sliders with like three wings, right? It's just like a big thing of wings and then a big thing of sliders.
Bingo.
Yeah, dude, God, you're good.
You are a leftover king, man.
Good to go.
You get it, okay? Uh-oh, here she comes.
What? What? You know what? Carson overrated those sliders.
Oh, wait a minute. You've been listening to us?
What,
you heard us talking about the sliders?
Yes,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I thought yesterday wasn't as solid.
Okay, I will tell you.
Now you're going to change.
No,
Carson.
I will tell you, the sliders from yesterday were different than the ones that we had at our gift exchange.
I swear, you always do
this. They did, because the ones had sauce on it.
Look, Jamie's right, though. She's right. She is dead on right.
You went on and on and on.
You did.
I did. No, I did, because I believe in them.
I had to ask for mustard because they were so dry.
I had to get, we got ketchup. Yeah.
Our meeting went a while. So yeah, they sat there for a while,
that is
too.
True.
Just
in
all fairness, you know.
Yeah, and but the wings were delicious.
Yeah, they were good.
In those containers with those little, I don't know what they call, those little heater things underneath?
Bunsen burners.
Burners, okay.
Yeah.
Those things don't really work on sliders.
No, you're right.
The wings, sliders, not so much.
So it's not their fault.
Good morning,
I mean, they have
Jamie.
Great food. Hi, oh my God, I'm so excited.
Why?
Well, two things happened. Number one is I woke up and I was just like, today's going to be a great day. And I was just really happy and stuff. And then I spilled a cup of Diet Coke down my leg.
Oh,
yeah, so that was fine. I was felt like the gods were like cracking up going, you said you're going to have a good day.
Watch this, hold my beer.
Yeah. Well, hold on. No, it can still be a good day.
Oh, well, then it got better.
Yeah, it can be a good day.
No, then it got great.
Okay.
Okay,
right.
So then I submitted a picture of your truck in the parking lot to crappy drivers of Douglas County.
What are you talking about?
So there's
wait a minute.
There's
what
a
are you
Facebook
talking about?
Page.
Oh my God.
Crappy drivers.
Yeah.
It's just sitting there.
Oh yeah, it sure is over the line.
Oh,
is it over the line?
Yes, way over the line.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I may have to go move it.
Oh, yeah, nobody can park by you on that side.
Good. I want to be that jerk.
Well, you're also now on a Facebook page.
We have people that park in a parking lot that literally take up two spaces on purpose.
Yeah, they're called
purpose.
DJ Harris.
Well, I don't do it on purpose. I'm just an idiot. Okay, there's a big difference there.
It is a fun Facebook page. It's called, it's the actual word, S-H, you know, blank, blank, blank. It's crappy, we'll say that word, drivers of Douglas County, and you take pictures of people like your car, and you go, look at this guy.
I thought you were talking about yesterday, because you left the event yesterday, and you were right behind me.
Oh, yeah, no.
I thought maybe you followed me down the highway and see me cut people off or something.
No, I was obsessed watching that lady and her child. Did you
not? Yeah, I did see that. On the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Oh, my gosh. There was they were panhandling, you know, they were asking for money, and there was a 2 or 3 year old with her, and it really disturbed me.
And I'm always on the edge. I don't know if it's real or if it's just a prop that lady is using. I just don't know.
I don't either. And the thing is, I'm thinking, like, how is she allowed to just walk with that little toddler up and down the line of cars? I mean, where's, you know, child services?
I would have given her money, but all I had was those 300s that you gave me.
Oh my God.
I wasn't going to give out a hundo.
So awful. Well, that's the thing, because I saw somebody give her money, and I thought, you know, they tell us not to do that because there's help out there. So I don't know. It disturbed me. So I was obsessed with that. I wasn't watching you drive.
I'm with you. I don't understand. I don't know. I'm with you. I'm on the fence. I don't know whether to give money or if that just actually increases the amount that people are going to show up with kids.
Because if
I'm contributing to it, I guess that's the word.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And I think differently because I have another 100 in my purse. And so I was going to stop on the exit ramp and give it to her. And I was like, but it says everywhere, like right over there on Bellevue, it says, do not give money, you know, to beggars and stuff.
Not me.
No,
I thought to myself, I've only got 3 hundos. She ain't getting one of those.
And by the way, I don't carry cash. It's just I had one at the casino in St. Louis, so I had a little bit of money. Not one, like $500. Yeah, so
I got 3 of it.
He did.
All right, we have to take a break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show live and direct here on this Thursday. Man, I wanted it to be Friday driving in.
I did too.
Like, oh man, come on, push for this week to be, although it's going to be beautiful today, 63 for a high.
Know.
It's going to be a nice day. Yep. Then snow in the forecast, but Tuesday.
I saw that.
Woo!
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, the beautiful sound of Halsey coming to Red Rocks Amphitheater. Man, oh man.
Yeah, woo! That's going to be in June. It's going to be here before you know it.
Yep, 7:20 to win your tickets. I think tickets go on sale. Maybe they're already on sale. I don't know. I forgot. Sorry about that one.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have gone there.
Yeah, but probably.
Okay, so yesterday morning we learned that Jamie ran over a deer, smashed it to smithereens. I mean, carcass everywhere.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
So here's the thing. Let me just do an update. I think I'm being taunted by deers.
Why?
Because so last night about 9 o'clock, I was like, oh crap, I didn't put the Jeep in the garage. So I go outside to put the Jeep in the garage, right? And all of a sudden, there's two just.
I get it.
Right there, just staring at me. I'm like, son of a bitch!
Wow.
Did you come back to kill me because I hit your friend?
That's it.
Will?
It's called revenge.
Yeah, so your revenge. Will's like little gang members?
Yeah. They're the Bloods.
Yeah, they're, yes. And the they're just staring the at community. Me. No, yeah. The only thing I can figure out is that the snow melted and they're hungry. And so before they couldn't eat, you know?
Yeah.
And so the snow has melted, so they're out eating. That's the only thing I can figure out.
Nah, right? Revenge.
Yeah. They're out for blood.
Somebody called and said, hey, Larry, she smashed one of her buddies up the road.
Well, his name was Will.
Will. Hey, Will. And then they show up at your house like, come on out. We'll settle this.
But the way they chew and just stare at me. They weren't even scared. They're kinda, just like, uh-huh, yeah,
kind of reminds me of me at David Buster.
There was a resemblance.
So deers and bears.
Yeah.
That's the thing right now. They say bear sightings are already up.
I know.
Simply because of the warmer weather that we've got.
Well, and it's funny. It's kind of a catch for all of us that live in the woods. So, you know, in the winter, it sucks to take out your trash cans. But right about now, it also sucks to take out your trash cans. Because you're like, I know he's around. He's going to eat my stuff.
I'd rather have the cold weather than the bears.
Yeah?
Yeah. If I had to choose. I feel like I got a better chance with the cold weather.
I don't know.
Bear can catch me. I'm slow there. I mean, I know bears are fat and slow, but so am I. It's a good race.
Yeah, it is. Well, it just sucks when they do tip over your trash cans. That's why we can only take them out in the morning, because we can't take them out at night because they go through them.
Yeah. Now, when you drove home yesterday, was the carcass still on the road?
I tapped him. He ran away. Remember?
Sure.
Hey, Will, you okay? Yeah, I'm all right. That stung a little. I'm not going to lie. But I'll come on over.
You don't tap one of the deers, and then the rest of the posse shows up at your house, okay?
At 9 o'clock at night.
At 9 o'clock at night. Just daring you to come out.
Is that her? Yeah.
Ready to hoof you to death.
I know. I was like, because you see those weird, odd stories where they do attack. Right?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on?
They're sizing you up.
Do deer attack?
They have. They've been known to. Yeah.
Yeah. I know that one that we played during the audio, season. But that was, you know, a guy put him in a back seat.
Yeah. No,
that's kind of a bad move. All right. What's this piece of audio, Spadilla? You were raving about this yesterday at David Buster's.
So there's this lady who thinks that deer crossings are like put there in place by the government to tell the deer where they should cross the street.
She thinks it's very dangerous.
Yeah, and that they need to move them so that it's safer for humans to drive down the highway.
Oh, okay. Wow. Here we go.
I've been involved in three separate car accidents involving deer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with the population and everything. Each of these incidents, they've occurred shortly after I saw a deer crossing sign on the highway. Well, my frustration is that Minnesota and North Dakota Departments of Transportation would allow these deer crossings to be in such high traffic areas. I mean, I've even seen them on the interstate. Why are we encouraging deer to cross the interstate? I don't get it. It's a high traffic area. It seems to me that so irresponsible of us to allow these deer crossings to be in areas where these deer are so likely to be struck by oncoming traffic.
That's real. She literally believes that.
Yeah, she thinks that the deer can read signs.
Very passionate.
I've never heard that. That's from like 20 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is.
I've never heard that. How can you be so stupid?
Well, I don't know. I told you I had a girlfriend that my car, it said DR period lock, right? Right?
Yeah.
And she's like, why is it called Dr. Locke?
She goes,
right here on my handle, it says Dr. Locke.
That's great. All right, coming up next, Tabloid Trash, Gene Hackman. his wife, the dog. What happened?
Yeah, that is a crazy story.
All right, if you haven't heard it yet, breaking news overnight. The entire group dead this morning. They have no idea why, do they?
Nope. Well, they're not releasing it.
All right, we'll get to that. Tabloid trash next.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Well, what a sad story. Let me see what this actual news article says before I fill in the blanks in case I leave anything out. Gene Hackman and his wife and their dog have been found dead in their Santa Fe home. Here's the news story, number two.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book,
Gene
Hackman
in the movie. Sorry.
Gene Hackman starred in so many iconic roles, including Coach Dale in the 1986 film Hoosiers. This morning, ABC News has confirmed his death at the age of 95. Hackman was found dead inside of his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico, alongside his wife and dog. Their bodies were found after police responded to a wellness check. The two-time Academy Award winner is perhaps best known for his roles in The French Connection, Hoosiers, Superman, The Royal Tenenbaums, and so many movies to name over a career that spanned more than six decades. No foul play is suspected. No cause of death has been reported at this time. Again, Hackman was 95 years old.
So he says he's a two-time Oscar winner. He has an estimated net worth of $80 million. He just turned 95. And 20 years ago, he decided to leave Hollywood and have a quiet life in Santa Fe, New Mexico. He is married to a 64-year-old classical pianist. And they've been married for three decades. So it's not like some, you know, young, hot thing. I mean, she is young for him because he's 95 and she's 64. But he also has three children from his first wife. Here's what I'm thinking. They said they'll know more from the dog, whatever that means. And they said their dog could be the key to the mystery surrounding. But if there's no foul play, I'm thinking carbon monoxide.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking too.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anything else it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, I mean, they're not saying that there was any bludgeoning. I don't know.
I'm telling you, I'm going to start actually traveling with a carbon monoxide detector.
But you wouldn't think...
You should tell Lisa when she goes to Cancun or wherever she's going to take one with her and plug it in.
That's a good idea.
I'm not kidding.
Good idea.
Yeah.
No, but here's the thing, though. Normally, with carbon monoxide, you don't have a situation where you have a house this big that something like that occurs. It's like hotel rooms and smaller spaces. Now, they could have a door shut in a bedroom. Who knows?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah,
because
I have no idea.
The one actor whose mother-in-law died in her sleep, that was a big house.
But I was reading this morning, and it's just simply an opinion, okay? But I was reading this morning, it's very rare that something like carbon monoxide happens in a house like this.
But it's like it's you just said, extremely in case be. It's closed off.
Did you see the house?
No.
Oh, what a mansion.
Really?
Yeah, it's got to be the biggest house in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
He's worth $80 million.
Yeah. They say from his living room that he can see Colorado.
Oh, wow.
From Santa Fe.
So it's like on a mountain?
I don't buy that.
Maybe.
You can't see Colorado from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
I don't know.
You can probably see the Rocky Mountains, but you can't see Colorado.
But listen, tell her to take a carbon monoxide detector.
That's a good idea.
I'm not even kidding.
No,
you know,
it's
those
scary.
Three girls in Belize and everything.
Yeah, that turns out that it's something else. It's drugs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it the gummies?
Yeah, they think so.
The gummies
They're saying the vape might have done it, too.
Gosh.
But they had vape and gummies, and because they ruled out carbon monoxide.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, man, there's a lot of things going on in this world. But I do have those carbon monoxide. Man, they're loud.
Yeah, they're loud and they're expensive.
Yeah,
to get the combos, they're really expensive.
Yeah, the kitty or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Kitta. That one.
Yeah.
And you just plug them in. They're super easy. You don't have to install them or anything. Okay, let's see here. The Oscars are going to be on Sunday, March 2nd. Don't forget about that in case you wanted to see that. And Travis Kelce, as we mentioned, he was going to get all emotional. It's just been really hard, BJ, ever since he lost the Super Bowl.
It's
just been a lot.
It's a pinnacle of his career when you go to the Super Bowl. That's a big deal, man.
I know.
Hard to get over that.
Here's what he said, number 5.
Do you listen to sad music when you're depressed, or do you listen to happy music?
Jason, the only way you can find yourself in the light is to find yourself in the dark first.
Right.
I listen to music that is very telling of my mood, yes.
I go to like sad country songs.
Yeah, I just listen to Taylor's music. She has something for everything.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Yeah, that'll make you sad.
Did he say you have to go to the dark before you see the light? What is going on with Travis Kelce? What is up with him? He's very emotional, isn't he? Wow.
How do you pick me up songs with Taylor Swift when it's all about old boyfriends?
Well, I don't know. Shake It Off is a happy one.
Yeah.
You got to shake off the Super Bowl?
Shake it off.
Shake it off.
Shake it off. See?
Okay. Yeah. All right. I'll give you that one.
That one's a good one. Yeah. Good, solid one. Somebody said, I work for attorneys and we dealt with an accidental death case where someone actually left their car running in their garage and the exhaust went through the house. You know, that is funny that you say that, because I even opened my garage door this morning and I had my car started while I was bringing out the trash cans. Yeah. I walked in there, even though the garage door was wide open, I was like, whoa!
Yeah.
That is a lot of garbage.
That's why I don't park any cars in my garage. I will not take a chance.
It's a safety concern, yes.
And for you that have first-time drivers, don't forget to tell your kids, your teenagers, this is really important, that in the big blizzards and all that, they have got to clear their tailpipes. Because if it's covered in snow and, you know, it's a blizzard and they turn on their car, it'll push that stuff right back into the cabin of their car. And I don't think they teach that in driver's ed, no. To be honest with you. Yeah. So anyway, just that friendly reminder. All right. Some Epstein information is going to be released today.
Today, baby.
People are nervous. I will say that JFK Jr., is that his name? No.
Robert.
Robert. Not JFK.
R.
That one's dead.
Oops. R.
Robert, whatever his name is, Robert Jr., Robert Kennedy Jr., he's already got ahead of it. And he was on Fox News. I saw this clip of him, and he's like, I have been on the jet before. And they were
sounds
like,
sounds just like him. it's like somebody strangling him at the same time he's talking. That's the sound, right?
So he said this. He said, my first wife was friends with Ghislaine, and so we took the jet with our kids to Palm Springs. And then we took it one more time with our kids to Palm Beach. But those were the only two times I've been on the jet. And Jeffrey Epstein was not on the jet.
That is a great impression. You've been practicing at home. Oh, man.
Yeah, so that's what he said. He said Jeffrey Epstein was never on the jet with him. He took it with his wife and his kids. His first wife was friends with Ghislaine, and so that's why he was on that plane.
And I think we're going to see several names that possibly had nothing to do with anything that was wrong. Okay?
Right, but how do we figure, how do we decipher? Because here's the thing, because... All right, so you're going to see, if you're a Democrat, you see RFK Jr.'s name, you're going to be like, ha, you know, going after him. But then if you see, I don't know.
Bill Clinton's name, on the other side. Yeah,
you're going to go, aha, if you're a Republican, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't explain what exactly they're doing unless it says, in my opinion, they went to the island.
The island list is coming out.
Okay.
Okay, right. You got two lists that are coming out. One's going to be on the airplane. And the flight logs, and then the others will be associated with going to the island.
Yeah, okay, the island is the one is going to be.
So that's what you're getting today. Supposedly, that's what you're getting.
She said flight logs and names. That's all she said. So that's the, I don't know. It says what you're going to see, hopefully, is a lot of flight logs, a lot of names, a lot of information. But it's pretty sick what that man did. And that's Pam Bondi. I don't know who she is. I don't know who she is. Anyway, and let's see here. It says, Pam Bondi tells Jesse Waters, some Epstein information will be released tomorrow, including flight logs and names. But just so y'all don't like get up all in there, that there are some names that just went with their wife and kids.
That's great. All right, well, it comes out today. We don't know what time, but this attorney general yesterday said, hey, it's on the way.
Did you guys see the picture of Michael Bolton?
Yeah.
Oh, he doesn't look so good. Does he?
What's he got?
Brain cancer.
Well, any good.
It's not good at all. Yeah. Poor Michael Bolton. He took a family photo. They rarely release pictures of him and with his children and grandchildren. He took to Facebook to share the snapshot of him with his family, and they all sat together, and he looks bad.
Yeah, I saw the picture. It looks like that he's lost a lot of weight, for one thing.
Yeah,
he has. Looks very thin.
Cancer.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Terrible.
And then finally for you, real quick, man, this is awesome. I know you guys aren't big Sex and the City fans, unless Carson, are you?
No.
Are you sure?
I know that disappoints you, but no. Never watched it.
Come on, yeah. Carrie, Mr. Big.
I mean, I've wanted to watch it. I just don't have too many other trash shows that I watch.
Anyway, so somebody found at a thrift store the Vera Wang dress that Carrie Bradshaw wore in the series for $19.
How does that happen?
I don't know.
I mean, this is a dress that was iconic in that show, okay? It was. $19 at a Goodwill store.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it is the same dress? That's the only thing I can think that it might be a replica.
Well, I mean, Vera Wang made several of those dresses,
yeah.
Right? It's a $7,000 value. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Yeah, They're saying it's the exact same one, right?
Yeah, they are. So
$19 at a Goodwill.
Is that crazy?
I've never found anything at a Goodwill. I've gone to Goodwill many times, and I haven't found crap.
Me either. It is crap.
It is crap. It is.
And some of it smells. Yeah. All right, I'm done. There.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You go, Tableau Trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah.
I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Sorry to take away from this Halsey thing, but probably at some point that please stay, I want you, I need you, should probably be taken out of heavy rotation.
I like it.
Well, it's been a while, though.
Yeah. Every time it plays, I do those flips.
Oh, you do? Studio. Oh, yeah. You get on the piano?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just
We have a piano down the hall. I go down there and flip, flip, flip. Because I love it.
I just love it.
Halsey tickets.
Yes.
That's a hot ticket.
That is a hot
Halsey.
And it's going to be at Red Rocks. When are we doing that?
7:20.
7:20 this
20
morning.
20 minutes.
All right. June 22nd.
Every year, potholes comes up. Every year. This is it. This is the time of year.
I called it. I called it
you did.
Pothole
you did.
Season.
You did.
I did. I said it is pothole season.
So we saw a report yesterday. Now, I don't understand why they just don't shut down the interstate to fix these things. And instead, you got a reporter out there showing us a pothole, you know, with rebar.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I mean, here's the report.
Living on the Eastern Plains means I-70 is your lifeline.
100%. If it's closed, we're stuck.
And when it's open, she says it feels like a video game.
When you drive this drive every day, you learn how to play Frogger, kind of dodging all the potholes. You know where the bad ones are and when to get over.
Emily Richardson says she learned that the hard way on her drive from Deer Trail to Denver Tuesday morning, when she had no choice but to drive right over a notoriously rough patch on I-70 westbound near Peoria Road.
I think just the weight of my car just completely popped the tire.
While the repair will be a headache, she's concerned about the hazard.
And a pothole is one thing, but showing actual rebar structures of the road is an a serious, serious safety hazard.
A closer look shows a chunk of I-70 is missing. CDOT says its crews are out this week doing patchwork statewide because the recent freeze-thaw cycle has wreaked havoc on the roads.
You might want to start with that one.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a big one.
You know, she starts out in a really good mood, you know, playing Frogger, driving down the road, you know, got a good attitude. But man, when she gets to that rebar part, whoo, she's angry there.
She lights up. Yeah. You know, the one that they filled in my neighborhood, remember? I was like, every day I was hitting it and I couldn't remember it was there. Well, now it's back open again.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That didn't take
so
long.
I think there's a scam going on in my community. I have to be honest with you, okay? So we contract with this company, right? And they do all our snow removal. Well, I always see like sparks flying and stuff. So that means they're cutting a little too deep, right, in the snow.
Yeah.
And
scraping.
So they're scraping, right? And sometimes there's not even snow. My theory is because we also contract them with potholes that they intentionally create potholes. So in the spring, then the contract is much more expensive for us, the taxpayer, right?
They got to keep their workers working.
Right. I know, but we should contract with different companies, you know, because I mean, it is a nice little circle of revenue for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you go out there with your scraping plow.
Yeah.
And you, even on a sunny day when there's no snow.
Exactly.
And you dig up the asphalt so that your crew can come back and put down the asphalt and charge again.
I mean, well, doesn't that make sense? It's a conflict of interest because I'm like, your blade is down too far, but if I'm seeing sparks going everywhere, no wonder our roads are torn up.
Running a big scam in your neighborhood. You're like right, Jamie. You're on to something here. We have potholes in our neighborhood, but I always feel like that our neighborhood is probably last on the list because these major thoroughfares, like I-70, for example, they're way ahead of us, and eventually they'll get to us. They do every year, but it's usually later. But, man, when you've got a pothole on I-70 with rebar showing, you need to get to that, like, immediately.
I know. I can't believe that they've let it go like this. And there is one, and I was telling Carson this yesterday, there's one on I-25 going south at C-470 that's about ready to go.
Yeah.
I avoid it at all costs. Yeah. I'm all the way in the left-hand lane because I don't want anything to do with it.
It is about ready to roll.
And we know it's coming every year. And 9 times out of 10, these potholes pop up in the exact same place. This I-70 corridor right there, that they have it every year.
It's always a problem.
You would think that they would be ahead of that. You would think.
Well, don't they have like technology too that refills itself? Remember the potholes?
In the UK, they're developing asphalt that literally can heal itself.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
I don't know how it works.
Self-healing?
Heal them, death of the Holy Spirit. Come out, son, Jesus.
Okay, what the heck is that all about? All right, BJ, Jamie, morning show, going to be 63 for a high today. Gorgeous, just absolutely spring-like.
BJ and Jamie.
You know, I feel just a little bit lost this morning because we've put so much time and effort into Puppygate, and there was no update yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know,
empty. We feel empty.
We need closure.
One puppy went back. We don't know if the woman was in on it. We don't know what's going on.
We don't
know
if the police have followed up on the lady that wanted the reward. I mean, what's going on? It's just gone silent.
I have no idea. I have no idea. So maybe something will break today.
Can we
call
that girl that works there?
Hey, Spadil, do we still have her number? You got her number?
I can try to find it again, but the last time I called her 6 times, and then she just didn't answer at all.
Well, it'll be in the text.
Yeah, that's. I can scroll back through that. That's
or you could write it down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that would be.
She didn't answer the last time I called her, though.
No. I mean, just to have it on hand.
Yeah.
The number itself. I mean, just write it on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Have it right there.
That'd be a good idea.
Just call her up and say, hey, what's the update? But.
That's all right.
Instead, we'll just look for it on the.
We'll scroll through 4 days.
Let me give you a story about Spadil. Okay, look, we love Spadil, okay? He's our buddy. He really is. We like to give him a hard time. He's so damn forgetful, okay?
Yeah.
About everything. You are, dude.
I am.
I don't know if you're too much weed factory going on here.
I've been like that my whole life.
All right, so Jamie, yesterday. Picks up my glasses, okay?
Yeah, there's
glasses. No, it was my fault.
BJ left his glasses on the table.
We're
at
Dave
this,
and Buster's.
Yeah, we're at Dave and Buster's. We have a State of the Union address. Don't ask me, you guys.
Yeah.
And there's something about a chicken and a pig, and I don't even get that.
I love that picture. I almost took a picture of that picture. I'm like, what?
Our boss comes out, our big boss comes out with this chicken and this pig, and he's like, you guys got to be committed, and then he shows a picture of bacon and eggs. And it's like, what in the hell was that?
I've never understood it. I'm with you, Jamie. But I play like I did.
I do too.
I sit there nod my head like, yeah.
Yes, I'm committed.
I love that chicken and bag.
I love bacon and eggs, and I am committed.
This has been like 3 years in a row that
it's
chicken and pig
joke.
Has popped up.
The
but we
joke
don't get
is
it.
Over.
We don't get it, but we play along. Okay.
So that's anyway. How it starts out. So. My God. And then BJ, he's like, I'm out of here. So he leaves his glasses on the table. So I'm like, oh, crap. He left his glasses. And, you know, if you don't have them, you're screwed.
I got to have my glasses, folks. Now, I had LASIK at one time, but it's gone south on me. Okay. I got to be honest with
you. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. It's been about 12 years.
Yeah.
But it's gone south.
How long did they say it lasts?
Lifetime. But sometimes they're off a bit. By a couple of years. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's
the point
fine.
Is,
yeah, right.
I need my glass.
So I grabbed him, and then Schmidl looked at me. He goes, I get there earlier than you. He'll need these, so I'll take him to him. I said, oh, great. Yeah, you do get earlier than me. So yeah, perfect. So he took them, and I was like, okay, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, Schmidl's like, got really uncomfortable because you were gone, and then he had to talk to the boss, and so he gets weird.
Yeah, so
he had to go.
He started sweating.
I have to be there to deflect everything for him because he doesn't know how to talk to management.
No,
He'll screw it up.
He gets really nervous. So he left, like all of a sudden when you left. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, there's his glasses.
Schmidl right
freaking
there.
Left the glasses.
Yeah.
So I threw him
you
in my
had
purse.
One job.
I know, man.
And not only that, you made a point to tell Jamie, I get there earlier than you.
Yeah.
He's going to need these. I know Beach.
Yeah.
He's got to have these glasses.
Yeah.
And then you walk out and leave.
I just got up and left, man.
Meanwhile, I leave the place and I'm thinking, where's my glasses? By the time I get home.
Right.
I go get a flashlight. I go out to my truck. I start looking under the seats.
Oh.
I'm looking in the
console. I'm sorry
console.
I didn't text you.
I'm looking everywhere for these glasses. Says I gotta have them. All right, so I can't find. This morning I come out to come to work. Same thing. I grab the flashlight. I must have missed them. They've got to be here somewhere. Okay, they gotta be because I've heard from no one.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. That's
so I didn't leave them there. But then I thought maybe I dropped them in the parking lot. I don't know. So I searched and searched. Then I hear that Spadil. He had one job to bring them to me.
Yeah.
And he forgot.
Well, I brought them. I brought them back. But
to
then
me.
Tell him how you got them. Oh, my God, you're so rude.
So Schmidl's in another room, right? So I hit on the button here where he can hear me, and I said, Schmidl, I hear you got my glasses, man. Hurry, bring them in here.
Oh, and the panic on his face.
Yeah, it's like, oh, no. I knew immediately.
Is that when it hit you that you left them there?
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
Dude, those things cost me $300.
That's what he told him. He told him it was a prescription, and they were $300 special lenses.
I thought they were like Versace. Or something
Versace.
Nice. I was like, oh my God.
And I went on and on, like, dude, where are my glasses? Jamie said, you grabbed them. And he had no idea that Jamie had grabbed them.
No.
I finally let him off the hook. By the way, these glasses, a 3-pack for $7.
BJ and Jamie.
Hot ticket.
Yeah, this is going to be an awesome show. I love Halsey, actually. She's going to be at Red Rocks. That's going to be June 22nd. And if you are caller 19 right now, you win a pair of tickets at 303-22-ALICE.
I want to do a quick shout-out to Lockheed Martin over in Littleton because yesterday a SpaceX rocket went up.
Oh, cool.
And the Lunar Trailblazer Orbiter that's on there was built right here in Littleton.
Nice.
Yeah, they gave a big props on, I think it was CNN I was watching yesterday, but they did a whole deal on Lockheed Martin in Littleton. Littleton, Colorado.
Well, as long as we're going to get
crazy, it is.
Props. What was it called again? The Lunar
Trailblazer Orbiter. It's it was launched last night on the SpaceX Falcon 9 out of Cape Canaveral, Florida.
Okay, but you know, we have a lot of different companies that put their stuff on SpaceX.
Yeah, I know.
Here in Colorado.
I know.
Yeah.
Like I know.
True
I know.
Anomaly does.
I just know they say this particular orbiter is like something we've never seen before.
Oh.
The data that it can collect.
Is it like driving around or something on something? What did they do?
Well, We'd have to call Lockheed Martin on that one, Jamie. I really don't know. I don't know what it does. But when it says Trailblazer Orbiter,
that catches
that,
you.
That tells me that it's top notch.
That's cool.
One of a kind.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. You know what? We should add that. Trailblazer, BJ and Jamie, trailblazing.
Yep.
Yeah. You're right. It does mean top notch.
Are you making fun of me for some reason?
No, I love that. No, I love that.
I just wanted
to give...
No,
you're right.
I mean, that's a big deal. This could change the world as we know it. And it was done. Lilton Colorado.
Okay, again, shout out to True Anomaly because they put stuff on SpaceX all the time.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right,
and my son works there, so shout out to True Anomaly.
Shout out to the...
We love all you space companies.
But this one went out last night. I'm just talking about something that's current. Okay, it happened last night.
I'm just saying that they put their stuff on their load all the time. Anyway, shout out to True Anomaly.
Yeah, shout out. It's pretty amazing this stuff is made right here, though.
I know.
All the companies that
do
it.
Yeah.
I think it's, I don't know, it's a kind of a proud thing. I like it.
Is that what it is? You're puffed up?
Yeah. When I see that Trailblazer Lunar Orbiter or whatever it's called, I get so damn proud.
Schmidl is the Trailblazer Luber.
Yeah, he's a trailblazer, all right.
He can't even defend himself. He doesn't dance. No one knows what we're saying.
We'll get to
wait. I had something else to, if we're doing shout outs.
Oh, I thought you did that with that company that your
True
son
Anomaly?
Worked for.
No, I was just counteracting your. Oh. Yeah. No, the Commerce City employee that won National Garbage Truck Driving the whole world. He's from Commerce City. And his name is Ron Torres. He's a garbage truck driver who patrols Commerce City. He won the title of the best garbage truck driver in North America.
And that's got to be hard to do because those things are big.
Exactly. There were 107 finalists competing from 36 states. And he had to do all kinds of things. He had to parallel park his trash truck.
What?
Yep, he had to back it into a tight spot. He also had to do, they said, serpentine segments. All this stuff. He has a perfect driving record, and he won the whole thing.
Oh, look.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
That a boy, Ron.
The truck he was driving was a Trailblazer.
Shut up. Isn't that amazing?
Trailblazer truck, he said.
Ron Torres, everybody.
That boy, Ron.
Commerce City.
I think the feat of putting an orbiter on the moon and sending back data is probably bigger than driving a garbage truck.
I think they're
and
both equally
award.
Amazing.
No, I want to tell you something. Think about that. Took a team of 200 people. Ron does this alone. So there.
Wow.
Well, I can't argue that. I guess.
I bet thousands of people worked on that Trailblazer.
All right. Well, shout out
Ron,
to both.
Ron Torres of Commerce City is doing it alone.
Good job, Ron. Yeah. Good job, Lockheed.
The fact that you can parallel park a trash truck is amazing.
Okay.
I mean, who can do that?
Keep doing it, Ron.
Yeah.
I just missed it from the beginning. My bad, Ron. Gosh. So sorry. I apologize to you. All right. Coming up is Tabloid Trash. Gene Hackman. What the heck happened here?
I know.
Do we have any idea? Nothing, do we?
I don't know.
All right. A lot of suspicion. All right, we'll get to Tabloid Trash coming up next year on the program. Stand by.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, well, the top story everybody's talking about is Gene Hackman. He is dead. He and his wife, Betsy, she was 64. He had just turned 95, and their dog is also dead. In their Santa Fe home, it says that Gene Hackman retired from Hollywood. He was a 2-time Oscar winner. He was worth about $80 million.
Ooh.
He left Hollywood 20 years ago and became kind of a recluse in New Mexico, in Santa Fe. It said he never looked back. His 64-year-old wife was a classical pianist, and they'd been married for at least 3 decades. He had 3 children that he had a good relationship with, and everything was fine. So there was no reason, like, you know, to take your own life, really.
One of the best actors in Hollywood.
Yeah, really.
He was really good.
So they said there's no foul play. But then other rumors are that they did, in fact, do a murder-suicide thing. But I feel like people in that situation won't kill their dog.
I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I just think that if it were carbon monoxide, that we'd already know that. I mean, they would have walked in there. They would have seen what. And this happened last night, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know. And it could be. I could be way off.
But
I'm just
some of these things take a long time. Like that, when that Orkin, you know, they sprayed that Orkin and it killed that couple. It took them forever to figure out how these people got all these toxins in their body and it
they
killed them.
They were baffled on that one. Yeah. Yeah, so that one. But that is a bizarre death too, the whole, you know, the spraying and everything. Yeah. It could have happened here. I mean, he lived down on that ranch down there in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Who knows?
Exactly.
I mean, it might have been something, some poison that he used down there on plants or something.
Like our friend, he lived next to a pond. He got mold in his lungs and died.
Really?
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Because the pond was all moldy.
That's terrifying. Yeah.
It's a little scary.
We have no idea what's happened here. Nobody does. No information is coming out this morning. And she was what? 60?
She's only 64.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
It is so odd. Yeah, I don't know. And he said in one of his interviews, he's not fearful of many things, but he's fearful of dying.
Yeah, I have that here.
Oh, okay.
Do you want it?
Yeah.
I try to take care of myself. I don't have a lot of fears. I have the normal fear of passing away. You know, I guess we all think about that, especially you get to be a certain age. I want to make sure that my wife and my family are taken care of. Other than that, I don't have a lot of fear.
I will say that the report I read just a few minutes ago says they've ruled out foul play.
Right.
So it doesn't appear that anybody broke into the house, anything like that.
What were you saying about he drove his dog to Colorado Springs?
Yeah, there's a story this morning that he is very passionate and devoted to his dogs. He loves dogs. He's had like 6 or 7 rescue German Shepherds.
That's why you wouldn't kill them.
Right. But I'm just saying that they're saying that the dog was older. It was like 10, 12 years old. And that possibly if it were assisted, you know, suicide, that he would take the dog with him. Instead of having a dog of that age to go to a kennel or something like that. Everything is speculation, Jamie.
I know, everything is speculation.
Nobody knows.
I know.
But he drove up to Colorado Springs to bring his dog, they said, not long ago, to get some treatment.
I wonder if it's that veterinarian that has that TV show. Isn't there a veterinarian up there, down there that has a TV show?
There's a crime show.
No, it's about a vet.
I don't know. Oh, yeah.
It's a vet. Emergency vet.
Yeah.
I don't know. What is that?
I learned that from that one dog guy, the dog whisperer.
Yeah. What does that mean?
It just makes the dog lay down. Psst. Don't you remember him all the time? The guy with the accent?
Yeah. I don't remember
I'm
that.
I'm trying
part
it on
it.
You.
Well, I'm not sitting down. I'm not laying down, although
I'd
like
to.
He's on
the lawn. I'm trying. Psst.
Right, let me lay down. Let me lay down, you know.
It works. Every time he has like a pit bull or somebody, some aggressive dog, he just looks at it and he does this like thing, wizardly thing with his hands and says, psst.
It's supposed to like assert dominance on the dog.
Yeah, you've
seen
it, right?
So it knows that you're like the alpha when you're like, psst.
Yeah.
And it's scared of you.
Yeah, I'm the alpha, so psst.
Really?
It's not working on BJ. Man, I've tried a lot, too. And I hurt my arm.
Look, it'll be delayed on me. I'll go home and lay down.
Okay.
Just give it a couple hours.
It just, I'm a delayed reaction to it.
Also, poor Michelle Trachtenberg. She was from Harriet the Spy and Gossip Girl. Man, this is a sad story. I'll play the audio. Here it is, number one.
Michelle, you've been the star of so many wildly popular and beloved projects throughout your career. Can you believe that this year marked the 25th anniversary of Harriet the Spy?
I turned 10 years old on the first day of principal photography, which was 1995. Yeah. Rosie was my biggest supporter. She protected me so much.
Buffy fans will always know and love you as Dawn Summers. If you could go back and change anything about your experience on that show or your character storyline, what would you choose?
I wish I stole more things from the magic shop.
Well, my last little flashback for you is we've, of course, got to talk about Georgina Sparks.
She's actually my favorite character that I've played because she's such an evil B-I-T-C-H that it was fun.
Would you ever play her again?
I'll give you my canned answer for you. Ready? I'll never tell.
So, you know, people loved her characters. And here's the thing. I guess she got really, really sick and she had a liver transplant. They're saying that the last time she was seen, she could barely walk down the stairs of her New York apartment. And they also said that they're thinking that maybe her body rejected the transplant, leading to her death. So they're doing an autopsy.
39 years old.
Yep.
And they listed it natural causes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is bizarre.
I know. Isn't it?
It just doesn't make sense. Well, I don't get it.
It's because of the liver transplant.
Yeah, but you would think they would say liver failure.
Well, she already had liver failures. They gave her a new liver, you know, or a piece or whatever, and, yeah, and then it rejected.
It's sad.
It. Yeah, it's absolutely.
39. Wow.
And then Travis Kelce is just weird, people. Here he is.
Do you listen to sad music when you're depressed, or do you listen to happy music?
Jason, the only way you can find yourself in the light is to find yourself in the dark first.
Right.
I listen to music that is very telling of my mood, yes.
I go to like sad country songs.
Yeah, I just listen to Taylor's music. She has something for everything.
That's fair. That's a good point.
Yeah.
God.
I'll tell you when I got depressed, Travis Kelce, when I lost $100 to Jamie because of the Kansas City Chiefs, you schmuck.
Well, he says, that's just listen to some Taylor and you'll feel better.
Yeah,
shake
I'll go
it
listen
off.
To Shake It Off. Shake It Off. You schmuck. You lost me $100, Travis Kelce.
It was a good
I'm
day.
Depressed, too.
It was a good day, people. All right, anyway, there you go. Tabloid trash.
I can't believe that. I mean, he's starting to look like a putz.
He is.
He really
I
is.
I know. He's not
I mean,
very manly.
I mean, he's whipped so bad.
Well, that's the thing. Is like, I think she's already been with that type of guy.
Yes.
Harry, you know, Harry Styles, right? So this guy is finally manly man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, can like manhandler and do that right. kind of stuff. And now he's like, I just listen to all her music.
Finally, she's got somebody with testosterone.
Yes.
And you've lost it.
Exactly.
Go get, you know, one of those beads put in your ass. Pick it up with that. I mean, he's sounding wimpy,
no, I know,
Jamie.
Not that kind of bead, but yeah, the hormones.
Well, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah,
that,
yeah.
That testosterone
yeah,
bead that
yeah,
you put.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't promote the other kind of beads.
We need clarification.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Free app for your phone.
I'm
take
it
to city where you go. Oh, hang on a second.
Sorry.
Podcast will be there later on today, too.
Yeah, sorry.
All right, so yesterday.
Trying to find how to add Perplexity AI-powered search engine. Go ahead.
What?
I'm trying to figure out how to add the Perplexity AI-powered search engine.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, let me know when you're done.
Okay.
Okay. So yesterday, Spadil, where'd you put it? Where's it at?
I got it right here.
Okay, can you play it for us? All right, hang
yeah.
on a second. Hang on, before you play it. Jamie brought this up yesterday, just off the cuff, and it turned into such a big issue.
Oh, my God.
And I thought as of yesterday, we put this thing to bed. It's
I
over.
Did, too.
Done,
yeah.
finished.
People
just
were even slipping into our DMs.
Yeah. And a lot of people on the Texnado even, you know, I don't think you heard it correctly either, but that's okay. It's okay. We cleared all this up for you. All right, let me play you what we're talking about. Well, you describe it, Jamie.
Okay, so there's a commercial that we play for Bounce, and forever, I have been turning up the radio to try to figure out what the hell they're saying, right? And so I couldn't figure it out. I couldn't figure it out. And so I finally went online, and it says, put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Okay.
And I was like, that is such a horrible commercial because you can't even tell that they say
all right.
that.
All right. Fidel, do you have the jingle?
Can put you play a sheet on your wet clothes.
There you go. Put the sheet on your wet clothes.
Yes,
all right?
Yeah.
And we settled that yesterday. Took a lot of different, you know, texts and everything and finally figured it out. Fidel, can you play it one more time?
Put a sheet on your wet clothes.
On your yeah. wet clothes.
I mean, duh.
Pretty cool.
Once you hear it,
it's
you,
so
you
obvious.
Understand it. Yeah.
Well, on the Odyssey app, again, we thought we put it to bed. But on the Odyssey app, there's a talkback feature that you leave a voicemail, okay? We got bombarded yesterday. People are saying that you guys have it wrong.
Well, I think they're getting confused because at the first part of the commercial, they do say what these people are saying like three times, but it's at the end is what I'm talking about. It's the end on when they like sum up the commercial with put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Pretty obvious to
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
All right. We'll play some of these messages that were left yesterday.
People are mad with us.
We'll do it next, right when we come back. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Put a sheet on your wet clothes.
Somebody said, why would you put a sheet in wet clothes? Hello, it's a dryer. The clothes are wet when you put in the sheet.
That's exactly what you do.
It's like,
But
hello.
If you look at Texnado, about 99% of the people on here agree with us. I mean, they I mean, it's putting a sheet on your white house. Now, here's one thing I do love, though. It really fired up that voicemail thing on our Odyssey
app. What is that? What is that thing again?
On the Odyssey app.
Remember, I told you it was dumb.
I told you that it's a game changer. Did I not?
You did.
I told you that our ratings, although they're tremendous, they're about to really excel.
Oh, I mean, I don't think they can get any bigger.
It's going to. Well, they're going to get bigger. Back. I think they're going to get bigger. I really do. But this feature is on the Odyssey app. When you go to the Alice page, BJ, Jamie, whichever, you're going to see a thing up there that says voicemail. And when you tap that, it starts recording, and it sends it to us. That's amazing technology.
BJ said, Jamie, it's a game changer. I go, it's dumb. It's an answering machine.
He has me check it every single morning.
He does?
Yes, every morning.
Oh, my God.
I say, Carson, go check our machine for me. Hey, listen, Linda, I told you. Did I not tell you there will be a day when this thing's going to change radio forever?
An answering machine?
Yep. And today is that day because we have voicemails from yesterday where people were putting their input on this whole jingle thing with this
sheet on your wet clothes.
Yeah.
They got it. They understand. I'm almost tired.
It's put a sheet on it with bounce.
What?
How old is that person?
I don't know, but they're so mad at us. They're so mad.
Oh, my God. It sounds like a teenage boy.
Right. Maybe that one wasn't a great example, but here we go. Here's another one.
It's put a sheet on it with bounce, the product's name.
I think that's her grandmother.
No.
Let's try another one.
That person didn't sound old.
One more.
It's put a sheet on it with bounce.
How can everybody be so wrong? Like,
put a sheet.
Why are they so adamant about that?
I don't know. They're upset.
God. It's so obvious. Listen, people. Listen.
Put a sheet on
it with bounce. Once you hear it, it's so obvious.
Wet clothes. It says it.
I'm done talking about it. Put a sheet on it with bounce. Let's agree to disagree.
All right.
Let's just do that.
By the way, if you've got a comment... Go to our Odyssey app.
To our answering machine.
Hit the voicemail. It's voicemail, folks. It's electronic Texnado.
What is that face?
Verbal electronic Texnado. That's what it is.
Whoa.
It's big.
Modern technology. Yeah.
Developed by Lockheed Martin. Yeah. All right, when we come back, what's going on with Gene Hackman, man?
Yeah, I got a new update.
New stuff coming out. Tragedy.
So crazy.
Just a real tragedy, man. All right, we'll get to that coming up next here on the program. Stand by.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, folks.
Oh, Lauren from Perfect Pets texted us.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We mentioned earlier this morning that we saw no update yesterday when it came to Puppygate. The two puppies that were stolen from Perfect Pet, and one, you know, was part of that whole shenanigans going on trying to get a reward. The other puppy they hadn't found. What is she saying?
We'll call her and get an update. How about
that? Let's do that. Let's see if she can talk to us. Now, I'm not sure she's going to be talking to us very much about an ongoing investigation.
Well, she'll tell us what she can.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so, Schmidl, are you trying to get her on the line here? I'm assuming. All right, yeah, he's trying to get her right here. Right. He's trying to pull
Stand
her
by,
up
Lauren.
Here.
We're going to call you.
Stand
we need
by
an update.
Just a
because
second.
Because we felt a little empty because, you know, it seemed like it kind of just went away yesterday.
Uh-huh. Every day there was something really cool breaking from the... Uh-oh.
What?
Schmidl?
What?
What's up?
She didn't answer.
She didn't answer.
Are you sure you're calling the right number?
Yeah, she just texted us.
I mean, she's like just texted us.
I'm calling it.
Well, she's saying call right now.
Yeah,
she's saying, hey, you want puppy update? I got it for you, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a fat finger problem.
So everything disappeared this morning. We talked about that earlier. They're like, hey, what's going on with this puppy thing? As you remember, let me give you the update real quick here. Two puppies stolen, right? They tackle the guys. One guy gets arrested. This guy then all of a sudden shows up at a parking lot somewhere where some lady meets him with $1,500.
Supposedly.
And buys the dog. Oh, supposedly. And buys the dog. And then she tries to go take the dog back because she recognizes the dog is stolen. And she wants to go back and get a $1,000 reward.
Right, but she doesn't call the police or anything. She just goes right to the pet store with the other puppy, right? And then the owner of the Perfect Pet said, I have some questions, and she wouldn't answer them.
All right, there we go. There's your update. Good morning. Is this Lauren?
Yes, it is.
How you doing?
I
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
You know, Lauren, the video went national, and I have to say, you are a badass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, guys.
Yeah. Next time we do a bar bingo, we're going to get you for security.
Yeah.
We're going to hire you. Yeah.
Right? All right. So where are we at in this? Because I saw the owner talk, and he said he had some questions before he wanted to give her the reward. And then Fox 31, or no, I think it was Channel 9. Channel 9, the guy on the street said he called the lady and said, "Where'd you get the puppy?" And she hung up on him.
Oh, she hung up on my boss?
No, she hung up on the Channel 9 reporter.
Oh, so now she's just going silent?
Yeah.
Okay, so that sounds a little sketchy, because what I have heard is essentially what you guys have, but I will say that when she reached out to say she thought that she had one of our puppies, she told me the amount that she had paid, and then she said a different amount, and so all I can tell you is that I know my boss was just trying to cover all of his bases, and I mean, to just hand out $1,000, you know, he's just trying to make sure that she wasn't involved in this. That was the whole biggest thing, you know, and I understand that 100%. Like, you know, we don't know yet, and to me, she kind of, from my understanding, immediately was like, well, I'm just going to go to the media about this then, because you're not paying me. Well, it's like, be patient. This was literally the morning after she's, you know, hey, where's my money type thing, and I don't want to talk bad about her, because I even said, like, there's still good people in this world, and I hope that she's not involved, but at the same time, it was just my boss, all he was trying to do was essentially, like, let me just make sure, you know, you weren't involved, and it seemed like she just got very snippy about it and wanted
defensive.
Her money.
I mean, defensive, yeah. Because if the news reporter asked her, so where did you get this dog? We'd like to know where you got this dog. She hung up on him.
See, and that's weird, because when she came and brought us the puppy, I will tell you that was seriously one of the happiest moments ever. But I asked her, like, do you mind speaking to the police? And she said, oh, yeah, of course, that's fine. So I don't know if she's embarrassed of how she reacted. I don't know if maybe she is somehow tied into this. I truly do not know.
Wow, but that's interesting. She agreed to talk to the police.
Did she talk to the police?
Yeah, because I was there. She came in with the puppy, and we were just, you know, holding on for dear life, hoping she's going to come, you know, and thank God she did. That was amazing. And she did talk to the police, so I don't know now what's going on with her that whole thing.
That is bizarre.
That is bizarre. Wow.
All right, but you have the puppy.
We have one puppy, yes. Yeah. That was amazing to get that pup back, and it was awesome to be there with my coworker that was involved, and yeah, so that's good, very good news. So we still have one more out there, so please, if anyone knows anything, there is a tip line through Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office, so any tips at all will help at this point. I mean, the morning on Monday morning, after I talked to you guys, actually, I was on my way to Perfect Pets, and literally the phone would not stop. Nope. I had to call my boss, and I was like, I can't do anything because the phone won't stop.
It's our show.
Thank God I had other employees
so
there,
popular.
But it was just like, the phone was on nonstop.
Well, you know what, though? I think we need to say something here, and that is maybe this woman is just a good person, and she is just a little bit odd or something, you know, maybe we're seeing it from, because she talked to the police.
Or maybe she got overwhelmed with all the media.
Yeah,
frenzy.
Maybe so. Because
and that's what I'm thinking, honestly, because
she's overwhelmed.
When I had spoken to her over the phone, it truly, genuinely just seemed like she was like, hey, I think I bought one of your puppies, not knowing. Like, it didn't, to me, it truly did seem genuine, but you never know. But that's why I don't want to, like, put this woman down, because what she did was huge. You know, that was one of the happiest moments we could have ever expected.
And
you know,
not only that, but the police have it seems like cleared her.
And again, we're all just doing our opinion. My opinion is she's a snake, and she's involved, and she's a part of a racket, an organization that loves to steal.
You're not helping
this woman. This woman belongs behind bars. She belongs behind bars.
No!
You're not helping at all.
She might be a good person. Why, if she was, listen, She'd talk to the cops. If she belonged behind bars, she'd be there. Maybe she has a good heart. And she's, is she older? Is she an older woman?
No, I'm not middle-aged, I'd say.
I was going with, like, if she's, like, 80 and feeble, like, I don't know how to talk to the press.
And then she's got these reporters, like, just calling her nonstop. What happened to the puppy?
That's what I was saying.
Well, and I, you know what, I think this, like, I don't think anyone knew who she was, and I think she's the one who reached out to the reporters, and then I think you're right, maybe she got a little bombarded with it and was like, wait, no.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. She's... Why can't she tell us, though, where she got the puppy?
Yeah.
That, I'm not sure why she is withholding that.
I'll tell you why.
Oh, okay. God.
I'll tell you exactly why. Because she's part of a big crime syndicate that's going on all around the world. They're doing their best to steal animals, man. No. And they're all in cahoots. They come up with this. I've met in a parking lot, $1,500. They try to get the ransoms and the rewards. I'm telling you right now, this woman is a crook. She's a crook.
Lauren, here's my theory, okay? This is my theory. So my theory is she was like, she's a nice woman, right? She's at home. She's cleaning and stuff. And all of a sudden, her husband walks in with two little puppies. And she's like, what the hell is that? And he's like, we can get a lot of money for these. And she's like, oh, no, we can't. And so she grabbed one, but he stole the other one. He's like, you're only taking one. And then she went to the pet store to give it back because she felt such guilt. But she can't tell on her husband.
All right, Lauren, thank you for the update. I think we just solved your crime for you, okay?
Right.
That's Lauren from Perfect Pets.
All right, Lauren, good job. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you for the update. Yes, we appreciate
thank you,
it.
Lauren.
Thank you. BJ and Jamie. Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Been very busy this morning. The Odyssey app is out there. Put it on your phone. Take us anywhere you go. The podcast later on today. Number one story. Walking in this morning is the death of Gene Hackman, his wife, and a dog. Still not a lot of answers, but I guess you got some updates?
Yeah, so TMZ talked to his daughter.
Oh.
So hold on. First of all, Gene Hackman just turned 95 years old. He was last seen. They took a picture of him 10 months ago. He at 94, he was still walking around. He was at a restaurant. He had a cane and I mean, he looks a little frail for 94, but he's still walking on his own.
You know, I saw where they said that picture of him walking and holding her arm was the first picture taken of those two together in 20 years.
Well, because he became a recluse. They said
You would think that it. You would maybe not.
I don't know.
Kind of weird though. 20 years.
So they took a picture of him anyway. And so that was 10 months ago. So it wasn't like he was, you know, in bed or anything. He's out and about, right? So. Yeah. I don't know. So here's what the daughter says. The actor's daughter, Elizabeth Jean Hackman, tells TMZ they're not sure what has happened, but they think the cause might be from toxic fumes. She said that law enforcement found no signs of foul play, although Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam somebody tells us his deputies haven't ruled anything out and are still investigating. It should take 4 to 6 weeks to finally determine what the cause of death was. The house is fairly modern. It was built in 2000. She said, we do not know if there were any issues with gas leaks or if there were calls to service at that address. Let's hear. Mendoza also says that when deputies performed a welfare check of the property Wednesday, they found the couple's bodies. Gas company and fire department personnel also responded to make sure that there were no toxic fumes that would endanger deputies during their search. And then he doesn't say anything after that. And that's all we know.
Had to be poisoning.
Yeah.
It almost has to be.
I agree.
If you found no foul play, now, it doesn't say, though, if they were found in the same room, does it? It doesn't say where the dog was found.
But with the daughter, if she would have said, they did a murder, she would have said
that
she knew.
Right, if she knew that, she would have said this. It's got to be poisoning. Now, they did come out and say that since that report came out, that they found two additional dogs on the property. They are alive.
Right.
Yeah. So
this is crazy.
It is bizarre, isn't it?
It is.
Sad story.
Well, and the thing is, you and I were talking off air about all the chemicals and all the toxic chemicals and everything.
It's crazy, isn't it?
My God, I think I told you I almost killed myself, right?
No, I don't think you did.
Ammonia and bleach.
Yeah, you mixed them together.
Oh, yeah. You did. I forgot.
I wasn't even thinking. I poured the bleach in the toilet, and then it was like I only had a little bit, left. And then this was when I was really young. I know better now, but I was like 19. And then I took the ammonia and put it. I was like, oh, well, I don't. Next thing I know, I'm like, woo!
That's scary.
I know.
Yeah, I had that happen with me with some oven cleaner.
Yeah.
Sprayed it, was too close to the oven, got a few whiffs of that. You know, and what shocks me, and I always think about this when I hear poisonings, is, you know, all the chemicals that are out there, as Jamie said, but the two that really get me is eye drops that you use on your eyeballs, but if you ingest it, it supposedly is very poisonous, but the real one to me is antifreeze. You can buy antifreeze anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, Target, Walmart, and you even drink a little bit of that. They say it tastes really sweet.
Right. That's why that woman was convicted. Yeah. Her husband kept, or no, wait, she kept getting sick, remember? And we found out it was added to her coffee.
He
was
poisoning. I watch a lot of crime shows. There's a lot of antifreeze poisonings out there.
Yeah, there seems to be. Just put a little bit in the coffee
You cup. Can't detect it, they say. I don't get it.
Well, I don't know if they don't look for that.
You can't detect it as far as taste.
Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah. When you put it into somebody's drink, you can eventually do tests on a body, you know, autopsy and find it. But you can't tell when you're drinking it that it's even in your drink.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is that some people in this room spray their houses with pesticides.
Yeah.
And they have little people. And someday those little people aren't going to be able to have children.
Okay. Well, those people.
But as long as you don't see a spider, that's okay.
Well, you know, they'll learn, won't they, Jamie?
They will learn.
That person will learn.
They'll learn. I mean, when you could just use the scent peppermint, it gets rid of spiders. But that's okay.
It'd be so easy.
It would be. But why not pay the $30 a month?
Yeah, and you would think that we'd care about your kid.
Nah.
But I guess.
I don't like spiders.
More about the spiders.
Oh, gosh. It's all right, outside.
We'll leave it at that. Oh, you don't have to speak up, Carson.
Oh, she's never outside.
No, never.
BJ and Jamie.
You don't say.
Yeah, two of them.
Big controversy, folks. Breaking news this morning. We have strip clubs that aren't paying their people.
No, they're ripping them off.
I mean,
Diamond Cabaret and Carl's. No,
Rick's.
Rick's. Sorry. Sorry about you, Carl.
Rick's.
Yeah, Rick's Strip Club. Have you ever heard of
it? I've never heard of that one.
Yeah. A buddy of mine runs it, Rick Crandall.
Oh my God.
He's a veteran.
Rick's Place.
He made the veteran memorial.
He's a good man.
Oh, my God. Don't do that. That is so stupid.
You ever been over Rick's Schmidel?
Oh, dude, it's a great time.
Don't jump on this.
He's a good guy, too.
Carson is his godson.
Do not do Rick this Randall. To Rick.
Do you know that? Rick's. Do you know that Carson's his godson?
Well, that's why he has that free membership.
Oh, my God.
He's got that lifetime card, remember, that he's shown us how many times?
Oh, my God.
Because Rick gave it to him.
No.
I am not part of this at all.
Me either. This is all a lie. All right, so listen. It's Diamond Cabaret. He's the nicest veteran on the planet, and he made the Freedom Memorial.
He gets a good joke, Jamie.
I don't know.
I don't know about a strip club.
He likes strip clubs.
Oh, my God.
He does.
No, he doesn't.
You don't know.
He loves the Lord. And the Lord doesn't like strippers.
The Lord loves everybody.
Well,
shirt on, shirt off. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. Thou shalt not strippeth. I read it. Anyway, here's the Denver Auditor's Office says that these two places owe strippers $14 million in back pay. They're not very nice.
Wow.
So they misclassified dancers as exempt. They failed to pay the dancers and other staff minimum wage for 2 years. Then, listen to this, they required the dancers to pay fees for the privilege of dancing. So like,
wow. So it's like renting a salon space.
Yeah, they rented the stage.
Wow.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
Yeah, and so then they did all this other stuff that I don't really understand. But for 2 years, they underpaid everybody $3 an hour.
Wow.
And then charged for space on the stage.
I didn't realize it was that serious.
Yeah, $14 million.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, last time I was down there at that cabaret, Trixie, I couldn't get her to dance at all because all she wanted to do was complain about the pay. It was unbelievable.
Well, I will tell you that I went to Diamond Cabaret and they had the, what's that fancy kind of meat?
Fancy meat?
Fancy meat. With the guy,
fancy meat.
The guy has the hat and he has a knife at the end.
Like the Brazilian steak stuff, right?
No. It's prime rib.
Prime rib.
So anyway, we were all sitting there. So Alice, the employees at Alice used to go there for lunch.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
Right. Well, it's a good place to get
the buffet.
Some ribeye,
yeah. So they had a guy with a chef hat on.
Right.
And he had a fancy piece of meat. And he was, we were along the stage and we were all eating, and this girl with her hooker shoes, she just walks by and she looks so hungry. It just felt awful.
She was smelling all the food like, oh, that sauce, delicious.
I was like, you guys, this is so rude. She's so hungry.
She's got to stay thin to dance, man.
And then I think Flex said, like, flip her a piece of sausage. I don't know. Flip
her some sausage. Well, that's terrible. They're not paying the girls.
Yeah, it is.
And
terrible.
They're behind in payment.
$14 million.
And not only the girls, but the cooks in their buffet kitchen or whatever it is.
Their buffet kitchen.
I don't know what they're in. I don't know what they do down there.
No, it's a buffet. It is a buffet, but it's along the strip thing.
Yeah, and the cabaret. Oh, it's a Diamond is a steakhouse too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They have fancy meat.
Uh huh.
All right. Yep.
Yep. I've been there.
It's on their marquee.
Yeah, you just come in and taste the fancy sausage.
Bait. Yeah. Oh no.
BJ and Jamie.
I knew it. I knew it. I knew it.
What,
I knew
what?
I knew one day you would come to your senses and you would see how important this voicemail system with the Odyssey app is for our show. And I think today your eyes have opened, Jamie White.
To an answering machine on the internet.
Oh, let's check out a couple more messages that are on there. you're getting there. Trust me. I know that you're coming aboard. I can tell already. I've been so excited about this.
You have.
And I've been pulling from it. Now, not every day there's a message on there. But I look every single day, or at least Carson does. All right, so here's one of the latest.
Could it be put a sheet on your webbed toes?
Put a sheet on your webbed toes.
Well, let's listen. Let's see.
Wait, what?
Let me do it again. Put a sheet on your webbed toes. Could be. I think it's wet clothes, but.
I feel like this bit's over.
Not yet. I got one more voice message. Then it can be over. But I got one more. Got to play this one.
It is put a sheet on it with bounce. If you watch the commercial on TV, sometimes it has the lyrics, and then on YouTube, like if you put the captions on, it literally says put a sheet on it with bounce. Like, the captions are there. It doesn't say wet clothes. And then if you listen, at the end, it says the B, like, very prominent. Like, it says bounce. It doesn't say wet clothes.
You're dumb. It does, too.
Really? Really? A caption. They sell TVs that give you words? What?
Yeah.
A caption? What
are you
talking
about?
Yeah,
they just came out with it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's new technology.
Yeah, just like a voice message.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's brand new.
All right. All right. Well, I didn't know what she was talking about. Okay, we'll take a break.
Yeah.
You've just bought a ticket on Jamie's Train of Thought.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da, da, da. There's a new thing sweeping the nation. It's called LinkedIn Envy. I guess LinkedIn Envy is when you log on to LinkedIn and you see your friends and all the amazing things that they're doing in life, and your LinkedIn says works at radio station.
Yeah. You know, I've tried LinkedIn. I've tried to be a part of that community. I just don't fit in with them.
Yeah.
They're all so professional, you know, and I'm just me.
My kid literally has the most amazing LinkedIn page you've ever seen.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But see?
But that's what they do.
Yeah.
Those scholar kids.
Do you have one?
It says does radio.
Yeah, that's all mine says. And I have no friends.
Yeah.
Not.
I don't pay to be on it either.
No.
Subscription or whatever. I don't know. It says that they all compare each other. Whatever. Good for them. I don't know if it's a new thing or whatever, but the kids these days, what they're doing is they're going on that their LinkedIn.
Yeah.
And they're just like, hey, I'm amazing. That's what they're like a brag fest.
Some people are actually like using it as a dating website too.
Oh God!
To find people to date, because like all the apps and everything like that is just a train wreck. So they're going on LinkedIn
to find other smart
and
people.
To make sure that people actually have jobs and stuff.
Well, that's maybe not a bad idea actually. You know?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Stand by. Smokey the Bear is 80 years old. This is his 80-year anniversary.
Smokey is.
Yeah, wow. Smokey the Bear. Was there a song?
Only you can prevent forest fires.
But was there a song? Smokey.
I don't think so.
Was it very
I don't remember a song.
Was it? No, that's Frosty. Anyway, that's the wrong one. Did you guys see this? Be aware that if your dog all of a sudden starts vomiting, is lethargic, and has a very firm abdomen, he might have swallowed something. A veterinarian performed surgery on a Bernese Mountain Dog, and he found more than 30 foreign items in the dog's stomach, including 24 socks.
Wow.
That'd be a problem.
Yeah.
That'd stuff you up.
24 socks?
Yeah. The dog also ate a whole onesie, a hair scrunchie, two hair ties, and like I said, 24 socks.
Man, oh man.
Yeah, so if your dog is like, oh my God, like that, and his stomach is protruding and tight, probably ate some socks.
I will tell you, if your dog does eat kinetic sand, because at our house we have a lot of kinetic sand because of little Debbie,
yeah,
it comes out perfectly in the backyard.
Really? As kinetic sand?
As kinetic sand poop.
Oh, that's cool. Because when I was little, I'd take that sand and kind of get it wet, you know, not kinetic, but just regular sand.
Yeah.
And you remember you made the little turd tower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like that. But it was like, multicolored.
That is awesome. Wow. He's got turd towers in his yard that are pink and blue.
They are kind of artwork. You could probably sell them.
Wow. I gotta come over.
It's really hard to pick up, though, because it just falls apart.
I always feel, I wonder who those people are. So there's like Tom the Tudor picker-upper or something like that. Have you guys seen the guy that all he does is pick up poop?
I've seen his truck driving around.
Yeah. He's in Douglas County.
Yeah, I haven't seen him.
And he's like the turd scoober.
Yeah, we don't have that, I don't
that
think.
That is very fancy.
I'm sure there is one, but I've not seen it in our neighborhood.
But that I keep thinking, like, who pays for that service?
Business must be booming because
right?
he's all over
he
the place.
He is all over the place.
Man, what's he charge, though?
I don't know.
I'd charge a lot.
I would, too. But, I mean, you just have some guy pick up your turds?
Yeah.
Every week.
I'd get a dog again if I could do that.
Yeah. Well, you can do that. Get a dog again.
Yeah.
Get over to Perfect Pets.
All right. Yeah. And then this guy, Wally, comes over. Man, how much do they charge there, Schmidel?
I'm not seeing how much they charge. There's a couple ones. There's ones called the Poo Crew.
Oh, I love the Poo Crew.
Yeah, you got the Scoop Soldiers.
Oh.
And Poop 911.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow, yeah.
That's for emergencies.
Yeah. Man,
I feel like my favorite is the Poo Crew.
That's a good name.
Right? Man. Well, Poop Soldiers, they sound like they're like vets or something.
They're on it.
Yeah,
they're on it.
Yeah.
It looks like most of them start at about $65 a month.
Oof. How many times do they come?
I have to go into the details there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. Really sad news, people. Really, really sad news. And that is Rob Gronk is not going to be a Bronk. Aw, man.
No Gronk. Not going to happen.
No.
Yeah, it was all a bit fat rumor, wasn't it?
Yeah. He said, quote, crazy bro. Just like Gronk would say, right? They must know something about me, though I don't. I was just in Australia for a few days. Now it's time to relax a little. No football.
There you go. Straight from the Gronk.
But I thought he was in veiled training.
All a big fat lie, wasn't it?
They even added veiled training for the altitude?
Yeah.
Damn, people. The internet.
Get real elaborate.
God. Can't take it anymore. Hey, congratulations to Ron Torres.
Woo!
Ron Torres of Commerce City. That's right. He won the Trash Truck Driver of the Year of the nation, in the whole nation. Listen to this. Ron Torres, garbage truck driver who works in Commerce City, won the title of the best garbage truck driver in North America 2024-25. It was a national championship. The competition put on by some company is hosted every 2 years in Phoenix, Arizona. And here's what they have to do. They have to collect some trash. See how they do it. Oh, my God, that was awesome. And then they have to back up. They have to parallel park their trash truck. And then they also have to do all these serpentine movements in the parking lot, like, whew, whew, whew. And he was the winner of the whole nation.
That's pretty cool.
I'm so proud of him.
Way to go, Mr. Torres.
Right? Ron Torres from Commerce City. It was 107 finalists from 36 states. And they flew him and a guest to Phoenix with luxury accommodation, dinners, hosted events and parties. Man.
What an honor.
He also gets cash prizes and additional days of paid time off.
You know, and he gets to keep this for 2 years because they only do it every 2 years.
Every 2, yeah, right.
So he's a 2-year champion, man.
They say
that's pretty cool.
The best driver of the nation in trash truck is quite the honor.
I'll bet it is. Yeah, in that trash world, you got to figure that that's one of the highest honors you can get.
Well, and speaking of which, it's like an Oscar, which will be on Sunday. Look at that transition.
No, Torres isn't going to be at the Oscars.
No, but the Oscars are going to be on Sunday. So, yeah. Hey, you guys might want to store up on some orange juice because the prices are going to skyrocket. I guess Florida is having its worst orange crop ever. They say that every year because of disease and hurricanes. In fact, Tropicana, the brand Tropicana, Naked Juice, which is under the umbrella, and Kavita are probably filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, no.
I never thought in my life Tropicana orange juice would file for bankruptcy. It seems like a staple in my whole life, you know? But that's what they're saying is they're in big trouble, and they got all kinds of loans, and they're still not making it because of the lack of... One of their farmers just quit. Like, the whole industry of oranges...
Yeah,
they quit. They said that this is too much because they're so diseased.
Oh. Yeah,
and so they didn't even have a distributor. Yeah, so buy some, freeze it, whatever. I don't know. I will tell you this: the only thing that Whole Foods sells is Simply.
Mm-hmm.
So that tells me something about that Tropicana.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, if Whole Foods only sells the brand Simply,
yeah,
that tells me that Tropicana has some more ingredients that they don't agree with.
Not as natural.
Yes, correct. Mm. Yeah,
so. Yeah. I don't know. I don't buy orange juice very much.
Yeah.
I don't really care for it. It's a little too, a little strong, a little citric.
What does your kid drink?
Apple juice.
Apple juice.
Yeah. Mm. Apple juice, milk, soda if you let him.
So my girlfriend Holly and I would tell my son that we were drinking apple juice because it was really Michelob Ultra. And we'd be like, hi, buddy, we're drinking, mommy and Holly are drinking apple juice. And then one day he wanted apple juice and I was like, oh, hell.
Oh, yeah.
I should have picked something else, like coffee.
Yeah. You can now go with energy drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that works out pretty good.
That's true, too. And then finally for you, this is kind of crazy. We know the Gene Hackman story, all that, and then the daughter just came out, and she thinks it was a chemical, something chemical that happened in the house, so they're looking into that. But did you see that woman that they caught, that the Tesla dealership?
I did.
Yeah.
Her name's Lucy.
Okay.
Her name's Lucy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got the story here for you.
Okay. All right.
A Colorado woman is facing felony charges after alleged repeated acts of vandalism at a Tesla dealership in Loveland. Police arrested Lucy Grace Nelson just before midnight Monday near the dealership and said she had multiple incendiary devices on her. The investigation began in late January after the first vandalism report, followed by another on February 2nd and an attempted arson on the 7th. Police say several vehicles and the dealership itself were defaced with graffiti, some of it offensive and hateful. Police say they are working with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and federal charges are expected in the case.
I'm assuming this is against Elon Musk, right?
I don't know.
I
don't know what it's for, but here's what I do know. That this Lucy had, made devices to blow up stuff. And they let her out on bail.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
That's messed up.
I don't get it.
You have somebody that's going to blow stuff up?
Yeah, she's potentially a problem.
Well, yeah.
She is.
I think she's got a screw
loose. And she's tried it multiple times.
Yeah.
And I think, a public service announcement is that these people that are going out here and trying to blow things up over political beliefs or posting things online about you're threatening to hurt somebody, you're going to end up in jail.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not legal. You can't do that.
And it's really not worth it.
It's really dumb.
It's really not worth it.
I mean, there's nobody worth that.
Exactly.
To put your butt behind bars over.
Yeah.
Just settle down.
You're not supposed to tell a woman to settle down.
It's like the worst thing you can do.
Like ever.
Calm down, settle down.
Ever.
Well, I'm not just talking to women. I'm talking to all people.
Well, you were talking to Lucy in that moment, and Lucy now pissed off at you.
It's too late. It's too late for Lucy to settle down. Lucy's already out of control.
Settle down is part of the calm down family.
Yes. Okay. It falls under that umbrella.
Yeah. I think Lucy's already passed the settle down. She's on her way to the pokey.
But how does she? No, she's not. She bailed out. I don't even get that. Right?
I thought she bailed out on the first time around.
Well,
but they've got her again. That's what I thought. I don't know.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
She got in trouble once before.
Yeah.
Right? And then she bailed out on that one. How she got back out, I have no idea. This time, they've got her again.
Oh, so she's incarcerated right now?
I don't know. Okay. I'm just saying, I have no idea.
All right. Well, anyway.
But Lucy's out of control.
Yeah, Lucy is.
She's got a bad attitude.
She needs to calm down.
Yeah, she does.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tableau trash.
All right, it's the BJ. Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, 5 o'clock this afternoon, another chance to win Halsey tickets.
BJ and Jamie.
What are you saying? Breaking news?
The Pope is on the mend.
Pope?
It says test results are looking great for the Pope Francis.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah.
We had this guy gone, man.
Prayers really do work.
Oh, boy.
That's proof right there.
Oh, well, take the wood off the fire. No smoke today.
Nope.
Not at the Vatican.
Woo, go Pope.
Well, that's
go
good
Pope.
News. I mean,
go
we
Pope.
Needed some good news.
Right.
Yeah, go Pope.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, yeah. That's all I got.
Hope he makes it.
He will.
All right, Yeah, baby. Look it up. All right, we got to go. It is a Thursday. Man, tomorrow is Friday already.
Yay!
Gorgeous weather. I mean, today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, then some snow on Tuesday, but they're not saying how much.
Yeah, but let's
yet.
Not talk about that.
Yeah.
Not. Let's go with the good weather,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, you guys have a great day today. Enjoy. We will see you back here for Friday's show. We'll do that tomorrow. Don't forget, Halsey tickets, 5 o'clock today with Slacker, the Slacker Show. And then tomorrow morning at 7:20, right here on our program, again, Halsey tickets.
Correct.
Have a great day. Bye.
Oh, love you, people.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.